Hi, I'm Stan.
And I'm Shen.
And each week we bring you the Stan and Shen Show. And each week we talk about fun things through our travels throughout the capital region. We touch on food, we touch on news, try to touch heavily on good news. And Shen's always available with hot takes.
Yeah, so if you could follow along and listen to us every week on dailygazette.com or on all major streaming platforms, we'd love to have you join us.
Hey, boss. We're back in your digs again.
I'm not boss, you're boss.
That's true. That's true. So we got together today, and it's fittingly fun, that we are at a Schenectady Shares luncheon, and we were able to talk to some people. And what was humorous about this is the 30 for 30, because it's also your 30th year upcoming. So 30 is special to you because you will eventually turn that big number.
Well, don't remind me. Thanks.
Yeah. But let's talk about the big 30 for 30 that tell us why we had all these guests on today on the Stan and Shen podcast.
So Schenectady Shares, which helps coordinate the various pantries in Schenectady County, is having its kickoff event on Tuesday. So this may air tomorrow, may not, but it's happening on Tuesday. So it's the kickoff event that starts our annual collection drive. And that is, you know, where we collect both food and monetary donations in efforts to fill the food pantries in the county. So there is an exceptionally dire need at this time. And I think the need only continues to grow and will only continue to grow, unfortunately. And so this year, the campaign is trying to raise 30,000 pounds of food and $30,000, which is significant. I mean, that's up from last year's, I want to say it was 20,000 or 25,000. And so, you know, we're trying to build that base. And, you know, this isn't the only thing they do all year. Like, they will continue to collect, especially monetary donations throughout the year, which is so crucial because, you know, like you're going to hear Mike talk about on the podcast, Mike Aragosa, they really get a bang for their buck when they have money that they're able to put, you know, into the bank accounts of the food pantries, who are then in turn able to buy bulk items from the regional food bank, which helps it actually go a little bit further. And so, you know, the kickoff happens on Tuesday, March 3rd, runs through either April 17th or 18th. And yeah, so, you know, 60 sites available, of which there are a couple locations in downtown Schenectady. I believe the Green Market is going to be part of it. Frog Alley has let us know that they would love to have a box there. We're trying to get into some of the apartment locations around here. City Hall is also always typically a location people can look, and they'll have the Schenectady Shares logo on there. And then if you want to make a monetary donation, schenectadyshares.org, which you'll hear me say numerous times throughout this podcast, because you should do it.
So what's interesting is, and when the guests were on, they were talking about, you know, Jackie talked about it, Michael talked about it, about the dollar donations, you know, being over for my first time just a couple weeks ago to talk to Northeast Regional Food Bank CEO Tom Nardacci for our Outlook special business section, and actually tour the place. And the thing Tom talked about was it's give and give. So what he explained to me was all the produce, all the fresh, a lot of the things everything that they get from their food business partners, Walmart, Hannaford, Aldi, Walmart, DC, Target, et cetera, everything they get for free goes out for free. But there are things that they have to buy. And again, they're buying it for pennies on the dollar. And then because they have to purchase it, they then have to pass the cost along to the food banks or to the, you know, to the different agencies that they deal with. And it's just like, you know, it's a penny for penny thing. You know, they get it for 25, they sell for 25. So in a sense, it's a wash that way, but there is a monetary expense. And that's where, you know, people need to realize that's why the dollars become so important, because they can buy on scale. If these certain things that just are not available through the donation processes they have with the business partners, but then it just goes that much further. It goes FAR through the food bank, and then it goes back to the agency's FAR. So that's where, you know, yes, every can box that you can put in those boxes is precious, but the dollars go, at times can go even further because it can be immediate needs that they can hit.
I mean, and it also provides them an opportunity to get things that are, you know, typically missed. You know, everybody thinks about, oh, well, we can put in box mac and cheese. I'm sorry, but no one makes mac and cheese with just water. You miss the butter and the milk. And a lot of people don't donate meat. I mean, that's very hard if you're just going to leave it in a box anyway. But things like that, or like people donate peanut butter, but not necessarily jelly. People love a good peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Me, I prefer jam, but jam is my jam. But, you know, these are things we don't typically think about. Pancake mix is one that people like to donate so often because pancakes are made easily with water. Then you don't have syrup. So, I mean, these are things we might not typically think about. Also, hygiene products. So, you know, they use the money to help sort of cover all those other bases. Like, it's great and we appreciate it. And there is a wonderful list of things that we are looking for and we do suggest. And we're not saying don't, like, you know, don't donate something. It will get used. But when you think about donating, you have to think about all these other little things. So is what you're donating going to make the most impact? You know, if you're donating mac and cheese, is it the kind that needs milk and butter? Or is it like the squishy cheese packets, you know, which, Velveeta. You know, the Velveeta kind, you know what I'm talking about? Where you don't really need milk for that, you know, maybe it adds a little extra if you put it in there. Yeah. I've never done that, but just, you know, this helps fill that sort of gap that's still left behind with the monetary donations plus everything extra. And so, you know, it's definitely a huge push this year. I'm on the sponsorship committee. So I'm coming. Just pre-warning.
Coming at you.
Check the mail because we're sending a letter and we would very much appreciate it if you took the time to read said letter, understand what we're doing, and understand that, you know, when you donate 5, 10, 15, 25, 50, 100, 200, 250, 500, 1,000. Listen, if you donate $1,000, I'll give you a hug. So, and that's saying a lot.
That's a lot.
That's saying a lot.
That's like a holiday gift.
Yeah. So like.
So if you've ever seen The Big Bang Theory, getting a hug from Shannon is like Sheldon getting the Leonard Nimoy napkin from, oh my gosh, Penny. And then Penny gets the hug from Sheldon. She can't believe she got a hug from Sheldon. That's what a hug from Shannon is like. So few and far between. So you have to. So basically, we're saying is like, be Santa. Check the list.
Yeah.
Check it twice.
Yeah, and I mean,
see what the needs are. It's just it's one more effort, but it's doing the right thing at the next level. It's great that you want to give,
yeah,
but if you can give with proper intention,
correct,
that's even better.
Yeah, and I mean, so that's just something to keep in mind as, you know, you're preparing and you might be doing a little spring cleaning and like going through your cupboards and being like, okay, well, you know, we don't really eat this, we can donate that. So just keep that in mind as you're doing that. But like I said, any food really does help, especially now in sort of the predicaments we are facing in the current world. Between housing costs and electricity costs and gas costs and everything else, and, you know, pay and what people are making and what's going on with SNAP, and there's so many things. And I don't think most people realize, and I know we've talked about this in the past, that most Americans are one paycheck away from having to go to a food pantry or being in dire straits. So you know, if you have the ability to make someone's life a little bit better, just imagine how that will make you feel, how that will make that other person feel. And we hear a little bit about that later on from Jackie. And, you know, the four people that we have on, just, I think each come with their own story, as so many people do, who either, you know, have to get food from a food pantry or are someone who volunteers with a food pantry. And I think that's what makes Schenectady Share so great, is like, really is a community driven effort that really does impact our community. So the money you're providing here is going to the food pantries here. So, you know, I just, again, like, I really hope that we're able to reach our goal this year. We're going to push really hard for it. And I think together as a community, we're strong and we can make it happen. So
let's hear from our guests.
Yeah.
So this is Larry Lewis. I'm the president of Concern for the Hungry. We are in our 47th year dealing with food insecurity in Schenectady County. And we were thrilled about 3 or 4 years ago when we were part of creating Schenectady Shares. One thing you hear a lot of people say that there's all these different food collection organizations, they're not connected. And this was a fantastic opportunity because for the first time ever, Schenectady Shares gave us access to basically to the city and county leaders that we never could get in front of before. And they took it upon themselves and said, you know, we think there's a problem with food insecurity, something we've known about a long time. And they got religion. And now, for the first time in probably 40 years, the groups are trying to really work together with a common goal. And the common goal basically is to address food insecurity.
And obviously, you know, 47 years, you know, almost half a century in that time and in your time, you know, how have things changed? Have they gotten better? Have they gotten worse? Has it gone up, down?
Well, a couple of things to say about that. It seems like the need is getting worse. It seems that access for food, especially in the last few years, has been much worse. The best part is that the cooperation is much better, and awareness of the problem across different sectors of the community is much better. Examples, we've had leaders from the city get involved in shares, and part of the people who started the program. The county is getting involved. They're actually devoting certain resources, including financial resources, to addressing the problem. And we're talking to each other. We know each other. You know, Jackie and I know each other. Okay. I'm sure I know everybody in this room one way or another. And we've had something called the Schenectady County Food Providers, since the early 90s, where we get together like this and talk out what are problems. Concern for the Hungry does its part. We're small, we're a small organization. We can't compete with people from the city council or the county legislature getting involved. That's fantastic. I'm happy to step aside, and let them use their resources to solve a common problem. I partly answered your question about what's changed, good for bad. But the need hasn't gone away. That's the sort of a bottom line.
So for you, and what does the Schenectady Share slogan of like neighbors helping neighbors mean to you, and what does that look like?
Okay, so I think I said, taking this back to the fall when we do the Thanksgiving program, the neighbors, we get about 300 volunteers, and we get about 20 different places that do food drives, and the Shares program is essentially that program on steroids. Mike Aragosa, we were putting boxes together on Saturday, and he's going to about the 60 different places doing mm-hmm. food drives. That's huge. That's fantastic. I mean, just getting literally the whole community from top to bottom addressing the problem is huge. And okay.
And I just want to throw in there that some downtown locations include Frog Alley Brewing and City Hall, or at least two of the locations. For the list of sites, you can go on SchenectadyShares.org. That is also the spot where you can make a monetary donation should you choose to. So if you can't donate a food item, they do take monetary donations. We're looking to raise 30,000 pounds of food this year and $30,000 this year. So thank you so much for, coming on the podcast and talking to us. Appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
My name is Marcella Dietz. I am the treasurer of the Lucan Daily Bread Food Pantry, and because Schenectady Shares is part of that pantry, I am also the treasurer of the Schenectady Shares.
And for you, when and how did you get involved in Schenectady Shares and the food pantry?
I got involved when I retired 2 years ago. I'm good friends with Jackie. I have been for several years, and she just kind of said, my treasurer's leaving, you're the new treasurer. So I'm the new treasurer. So I was here. I'm here 2 to 3 days a week, usually, doing treasurer duties and helping her with whatever she needs and watching everybody to make sure nobody walks off with anything extra.
And, you know, can you speak to a little bit about, like, in your own perspective, what is Schenectady Shares and their mission and, you know, neighbors helping neighbors?
Schenectady Shares is trying to feed people, but we're also trying to make people understand that we are all the same. We are all human beings, and we deserve to have a place to live. We deserve to have food on our table. We deserve to be able to send our kids to school without worrying about it. And I think the start of helping people is to make sure they have food and their children have food.
Stan, do you have any questions? Do you want to ask anything? You can hop in here.
You're doing great. Oh. Like every podcast, you run the show, I run the board.
It's like I was a reporter before this. Is there anything else you want to like add? Like, where do you see this going? Like, what's next?
I don't know what's next. I think time will tell. We're not going to give it up. We're going to keep trying and keep going. So we'll work on that. Just something that's in my mind. I am a Schenectadian since birth. I'm 77 years old now.
You can't tell.
I can't. Well,
don't look a day over 55.
And I grew up right around the corner here, and I grew up in a fairly, I'm not going to say affluent, but a upper middle class family. We never wanted for anything. And I thought everybody lived the way I did until I came down here. And it made me realize how well my life was, how good my life was. And now, one of the reasons I'm here is because I see that. I see people need help. And maybe I can't do much but just be here and do what I do. Because living on retirement now is not like living the upper middle class. But I do what I can, and I hope it means something to somebody, and it means something to me to see these people happy, to see them smile when they get a bag of food.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, talking to us. Appreciate it.
So I'm Mike Aragosa. I'm one of the co-chairs of the Schenectady Shares. I'm also, I run the satellite pantry at Mount Pleasant on Mondays, which I'm not there today because I'm here for this reason. I'm also a Schenectady County legislator and chairman of Schenectady County's standing committee on food insecurity.
And Mike, you know, sort of that dual role is in both being in a county position where, you know, a lot of time you're talking about how you guys can make change in the community, and then being part of Schenectady Shares in the pantry is like, what has that been like, you know, being in both those roles and being able to use both those roles to sort of push forward this?
So I was, prior to the legislature, which I just started this year, I was a town councilman in Glenville. There was really no avenue for me to do what I'm doing in terms of helping shares, helping the pantries in that job. And that was the reason I was looking to move up to the legislature. The chairman, Mr. Hughes, thought it was a good idea that we create this standing committee. He made me the chair of it, knowing, you know, that I spend a lot of time in this world, trying to help people get food and deliver food and bring food. I not only do I do what I do here, but I once a week make deliveries for the Bethesda House for a program called Food is Medicine. So I've been around it. Since COVID, hit. That's when I got involved, and I'm here to stay.
And I just want to note, like, I knew Mike from when I covered Glenville, like, way back in my heyday of the Gazette when I first started off here. And then, like, I hadn't talked to Mike really until I was doing a food, like, I was doing a regional food bank giveaway in December, and they had so much food left over, and it was, like, a lot of stuff that had to go in the fridge or the freezer, and I'm, like, calling around, like, who can I get, who can I get, and Haley gives me Mike's number, and I'm like, Mike Aragosa, that sounds so familiar. So I literally meet Mike in, like, the parking lot of the pantry here, and we take all the food that's in my car and put it in his trunk, and he was able to deliver it that day. And, like, it was, like, in that moment, like, when I talked to Stan about things that made me really want to be part of Schenectady Shares, that was, like, one of the things, because you are one of those people who literally will, it's, like, on call all the time. Like, if you can come get it, you're going to come get it. Yeah. And I thought, and I find that just so, like, almost, like, humbling in a way. It's just, like, very, it's humbling, it's intriguing, and I feel like it's something that's done so in the background sometimes that people don't realize the amount of work that goes into all of this, but also just the amazingness of the volunteers that are part of Schenectady Shares and the time that they put into this stuff. Like, people who are part of this organization, like, deeply care about this community and really want to be able to provide people with the food that they should have. Not that they need, that they should have. And so you're actually in charge of all of the collection sites. It's a big job.
I do have some pretty good help this year. I have a Ginger, and I'll mess up her name, Ziglowitz, and Tina Lee helping me coordinate volunteers to do the pickups and to help me also once we do package and box or bag food back up, make the deliveries to the individual pantries. So we've come a long ways. You know, we're doing a lot more of it, so we needed more help, and Ginger and Tina have really stepped up. They have a real good network of people that will volunteer. If you're interested in getting involved and want to volunteer, right on our Schenectady Shares webpage, there is a button you can click on where you can go to, and there's volunteer opportunities right there.
And just a reminder, that's schenectadyshares.org, where you can also find collection sites and make monetary donations. So let's talk a little bit about this year's goal. This year's goal is 30,000 pounds of food, $30,000. And this is up from last year, correct?
It is up from last year.
Okay. And so, I mean, just tell me how, I mean, obviously there's volunteer opportunities. Just tell me how people, beyond volunteering, beyond, you know, helping put boxes together or sort items, how can they really make an impact in the community?
Well, people can make an impact by opening their checkbooks and, you know, because, you know, when it comes right down to it, the real bang for the food pantry's bucks is right over there in Latham at the regional food bank, where what we do with the money that we collect, we take that money and we put it on the accounts of the individual pantries at the regional food bank so that they're getting the most for their money.
Yeah, and that enables them to really look and see, like, what in their area they need most of and what is available through the regional food bank to get, you know, sort of that bulk at a probably better price than maybe if, like, they only got a pallet donated or something like that.
For sure.
And I mean, for you, just in general, I know, you know, when we approached everybody today at the food providers meeting, I said the question that I have for everybody is, like, what does neighbors helping neighbors mean to you? So what does that mean to you, Mike?
So I have a great story. My brother and I were at a friend's house painting, and the friend's aunt lived with them, and the friend's aunt was actually a lady who was in her 90s. I think she was 94 at the time, and the lady actually was in my mother and father's wedding, and we were talking, and I says, well, we won't be back Monday because we're helping at the pantry. And then she said, her answer was, oh, you're doing the Lord's work. Well, I'm not overly involved in going to church, but I come here a lot. So, you know, I don't have the patience for sitting during a mass, but I can certainly throw boxes around, and, you know, I'm still very capable of all that. So that's what it means to me. It means, you know, and let me one farther. So when COVID happened, we were still in the hardware business. We had, in order to make sure we didn't get shut down because one of our employees got sick, we split our crew in half. My brother took the, I took the morning, my brother took the afternoon. Halfway through the day, we spent half hour cleaning and had a small meeting in the parking lot. And now I'm going home, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I got nowhere to go, nothing to do. I had to have something to do. So I get a hold of Rory Fluman, who was the manager at the time. I said, you got to find me something to do. He told me about the project that they were working with at the Boys and Girls Club, where they were sending food out. I emailed the person that was in charge of volunteers. She said, can you come next Thursday? I came that Thursday, worked the whole day there. She says to me, well, can you come back next Thursday? I said, no, I'll be back tomorrow. And I was there every day from the 15th of April until they shut it down the last day of June. Every day from noon till I was the guy that closed up at the end, because it was, it felt good. And you know, the thing of it is, when I'm sitting home doing nothing, I'm starting to, I got COVID. You know, because if your mind is not busy, all kinds of crazy things happen to you. So,
and one final thing I want to bring up, because I think we'd be remiss if we didn't, is the huge role that the county has taken in the last like 6 months, year or so, with a new site, a new, a larger pantry location, and also work towards some refrigeration in that. So can you talk a little bit about that and where things are with the county right now?
So the county has leased us a warehouse space for shares. It's a much easier situation. We're not having to move food around six or seven times because we were using this room, which is really a meeting room, not a pantry. So we have that space. The county, in my role as a county legislator, we're looking into the idea of bringing refrigeration in to that site for fresh produce. We're looking at a pilot program possibly this spring, where we're going to be working with local farmers to get fresh produce. The kind of the idea is we'll be helping the farmers and helping the pantries all at the same time. So it's not off the ground yet, but it's a thought, and it's something that I actually have a meeting this week with a couple farmers. So, you know, it's a possibility.
Some great work just, you know, being done on everyone's end here. And it's really nice to see this partnership with the county continuing to grow and getting bigger. Because I don't, as someone mentioned earlier, don't think the need is going away anytime soon. If anything, I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. All right. Well, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
My name is Jacqueline Ann Gilroy Clute. I am the executive director of Lucan Daily Bread Food Pantry, the Daily Bread Food Pantry at St. Luke's, the Daily Bread Food Pantry at Mount Pleasant, and Schenectady Shares.
Do you have enough titles yet?
Past New York State President of the LAOH, you asked.
And recently honored, too, as a Woman of the Year, if I'm not mistaken, by the New York State Assemblyman, Angela Santa Barbara.
I received Woman of Distinction.
Woman of Distinction, yeah.
And for my kindness.
She's shaking her head. You can't see it. But she's one of the most kind people I probably will ever know in my lifetime. But yeah, so we're about to kick off. We're doing our kickoff event. By the time this runs, the kickoff will have started.
Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Correct. Yeah. So give us the dates that this is running.
We are running. We start tomorrow, and I believe we run through April 18th.
Yes. Yeah. So in this year's goal, as we mentioned before, 30,000 pounds of food, $30,000. But we don't want to stop there. If we can go beyond that.
Well, I believe Schenectady Shares, I believe our thought pattern is, yes, well, we have the kickoff and we'll run our 6-7 week program. But we can't stop because the need has just gotten so great. And with the SNAP program changing as of March 1st, mm-hmm. we don't know what that's going to bring. But we have a suspicion that the need will increase. because we're seeing fear in our guests already. And we see occasionally you get somebody trying to get, they go into two different pantries, our pantries, and thinking mm-hmm. we don't know they were at the other one yesterday. And we don't have a choice, but we only allow people every 3 weeks because we have to have enough food to feed everyone that needs us. So we have those kind of minor little problems. We have we see people come into our door, and they're we generally don't take walk-ins because we, the nature of what we do is we encourage people to select their own foods. We call them and take their orders based on what we have that day. And if you come to the door, you may not get what you want, or you may be taking it away from someone who called 2 hours ago and already placed their order.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very careful about things of that nature.
And I mean, you know, from a personal perspective, how do you stay upbeat? You know, how do you keep pushing forward when you are seeing people come in and they're just, you know, they're sad, they're fearful, they're, you know, they're really in a place of like vulnerability that, you know, maybe you haven't felt, or maybe I haven't felt, or even maybe Stan hasn't felt, but like you gotta be that person for them in that moment. So how do you personally deal with that?
You know, there's a lot of stories that I could tell you. I mean, when you go to the door and you see, I have a number of different people at my doors because that is the face of the organization. When you come to our door to pick up your food, I want people who represent who you are. I want people whose skins aren't always white. I want women. I have handicapped folks. I have people who have been in trouble with the law. Those are the people that will help you at the door. They'll take your food out most of the time for you, and they'll do whatever. When I go out and see my people interacting with them and see them smiling back, when I know that usually they come like this, they're smiling, it makes me feel good because I know my people get it, and they're bringing that to the folks they're helping. And I'll tell you a story. A few weeks ago, I had a gentleman came here because he was community service mandated by the Justice Center. He was a convicted felon, had just gotten out of prison, and he was tough as nails. And he's giving me the business, and I sent him to the door. The next day, he's still giving me the business. I said, and I won't say his name, I said, you just knocked that off. Do you really think I'm buying this stuff that you're trying to throw down at me? I know you because I see who you really are. And he looked at me and said, I knew you weren't going to be afraid of me. He says, I saw God sitting at your shoulder. And he told me the first time that he helped somebody, the hair stood up on his arms, and he got such a sense of purpose that he had been missing. And so those are the things that those of us who do this, those are the things we hold on to. And we understand that people are afraid. We understand that people don't necessarily, they don't deserve what's happening to them. You know, there's a lot of handicapped people that we don't even know are handicapped, struggling just to make ends meet. There's a lot of people, like, you know, this woman was married 2 weeks ago. Now she's not married. She's got nothing, doesn't know what she's going to do. She's got 4 kids. What's she going to do? He always provided. And now she's coming to the food pantry begging. We tell her, you don't have to beg. We want to help you, you know? Some of them bring their kids when they're volunteering, and they sit in my office. I have coloring books and crayons for them. You can sit here while your mom volunteers because this is what she needs to do.
And it really speaks to just sort of how life-changing, both the volunteer side, but also people who are able to get fed, like go through. It really, it says a lot. And for you, I mean, when you look out into our community and you, like, what's your message? Neighbors helping neighbor. What's your message to our community?
Our message from Schenectady Shares is that we are part of the community just like you. We are in a spot where we are able to help you. We are able to try to uplift you. And that's what we want to do. We want you to be our partners. We believe, and I'm gonna reference Hillary Clinton, it takes a village. We believe that that's the case. We believe it takes a community to save a community.
Well, thank you so much for all that you do, Jackie, for, you know, helping lead the charge at Schenectady Shares. She's going to make me laugh at the end of this because we need to end on a little bit of a laugh because it's a very serious topic, but the work that you do does not go unnoticed.
Yeah, but it's not the work that I do.
It's the work
that all these, that everybody does, including yourself, Sean, you know?
Thank you.
Stan, both of you.
Well, like I said, we're thrilled that we get to use the podcast to share the message further. So hopefully this reaches some ears. Hopefully we get some volunteers. Hopefully we get some monetary donations. Again, reminders, connectedshares.org.
Your time.
I'm going to keep putting that out there.
Your time, your talent, your treasures, you know? That's what people give. Me, I love the time. I love the time that people are willing to volunteer and help raise others up, because that's what we need to rebuild our community, to make it healthy.
Yeah. And I, you know, there's a saying, I can't remember it off the top of my head, but it talks about, you know, when we all win, we all win.
Right. That's true. That's all true. When we are all in the game, we all have a chance to be winners.
Yes. Yep. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Jackie. Always a pleasure.
So what's amazing is that we kind of crashed the luncheon today to do this podcast.
We did. These people were wholly unprepared. We kind of just dropped it on them. So thank you to those who did talk to us. We know it's a little nerve-wracking, and we came in there and I said, we're not going to force anybody to talk to us, but if you want to talk to us. So I think we got some great perspectives, and I highly encourage everybody to volunteer and see what it's like. I mean, it is life-changing. It really is. And you know that I've said that, and I touched on it in our conversations with people earlier, is like, you know, I come from a family who we did get help with food growing up, and that's really impacted my life and my outlook on the world. And you know, when I finally got time, because, you know, being a reporter, you don't necessarily always have time. Your hours are so wonky. But finding that time now to be able to give back to my community in any way that I can through Schenectady Shares, it makes me feel like a better person. Like, sometimes you wonder if you are, but now I'm like, I'm doing good. I'm doing good stuff. It makes me feel good, and I know it's going to help somebody else, and that makes me feel even better, because I'm like, I'm in a place where, like, I don't have $1,000,003, but I got some money to donate, and I got some time to donate, and I got talents I can donate to this, and if I can use my talents in marketing and communication to push their message, that's what I'm going to do. So here I am. Please help us.
With a podcast, too.
With a podcast, too.
Even with my wonky hours, we're still making this happen.
Still making it happen.
And what's interesting is, and this is what's great. In fact, I just had this conversation today with our good friend Lisa at the office, was how your life has changed in the last 90 days, 120 days since you've come over here, is that it's allowed you to do more things because you have the time. You're not in the grind, and it happens. People get in the grind. You're stuck. You know, it's very hard. You want to do things, but like, just to get everything done to be a human being consumes you.
Yeah.
And the job doesn't, stuff like that. So I totally am thrilled and so proud of you for everything you've done since you've come over here. And
I mean, I'm just really proud of like Schenectady Shares and the people that are involved in that. Like I always say to people, like I'm proud of myself for stepping up and doing this and making the time for all of this. But like, I'm way more proud of the other people who I sit in that room with when we have meetings, because like, they've been doing it longer. They've put so much time and effort into it. And it's insane how much they've been able to help. But it's also like, it's insane how much they've been able to help. It's humbling to see that. And it is frightening to think that there's still more that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what motivates me and everybody else in that room, is like we're going to keep doing this till there's nobody left. But I don't think that that's ever going to be the case, unfortunately. So if it means a lifetime of doing this, then that's what it's going to be, is a lifetime of doing this.
So when I was trying to give you a compliment before, it was also, I think it's a similar experience I had when I went from being 100% sports at my former newspaper to come down to the Gazette as COVID hit and be exposed to food insecurity for the first time in my life being up here. not even know like the word was. And we had that conversation. Jackie talked about that. But then also with you coming over here to DSIC, I know as a reporter in Schenectady County and Saratoga County, you know, you were in tune to different organizations and the chamber doing things and covering food insecurity and doing our special sections and stuff like that. But I think coming over to DSIC and seeing how many things that DSIC impacts and partners with is eye-opening. And I'm just saying it's great that you've latched onto that as a young person, because as you get older, you want to do all these great things because you're looking to stack the deck. When the bill comes due, you're like, was I a good person? Hang on a second. Maybe I should do more of this, because I don't want to get to the pearly gates and have St. Peter go, Stan, you're a couple things short. So that's what happens when you're older. But it's great to see that you being younger and doing it. So for that, you know, you're going to ignore me like usual, but I'm very proud of the woman you've continued to become and grow. So enough of that stuff.
I don't do compliments well. You know that.
I know that. That's why I'm like,
let's move on.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, let's move on. Oh, yeah, by the way, you forgot coffee for the second go around today. But I did provide it at the luncheon for you. So one thing we're going to touch on kind of, you know, we're going to get serious for a second and then we're going to have some fun. So again, you have talked, you know, sincerely about your life growing up, you know, and being quote unquote a snap kid is the term you used. And I understand that. And I appreciate that. Jackie talked about being an older person and how she grew up, and again, not affluent, but there wasn't a need. And that's how I grew up. It was not a need. And it, as soon as she said that, it reminded me, and again, painfully reminded me, that my parents, when they moved and sold their house and moved back to the Endicott area, my dad was going to the food pantry. You know, again, you know, and it just struck me like, wow, you know, and I never, you know, growing up, never had, you know, I'm an only child too. So, you know, yes, I got everything, blah, blah, you know, I don't think I was spoiled, but I never had a want, you know. I was out of the house 2 weeks after graduation to work. So that's kind of how it was. I was good. I wasn't great, you know, but yeah, as soon as I graduated, boom, I was off to work. That's how it was. And I had, you know, I had the newspaper job and all that stuff and volunteered and all that stuff. So that was very interesting of how real it is, you know, not, you know, the need is there across the gamut, across the spectrum of individuals and family size and family dynamic and everything. And it goes across ages. And I think that can't be forgotten of the people that are on, you know, we hear fixed income all the time. And, you know, the energy crisis that we're going through right now is hitting those people so much. But yeah, the conversation is real of, do I eat? Do I pay my electric bill? It's so real right now. And this is why it's so important.
And so, I mean, it's not just ages though. I mean, it's literally, it's races, it's ages, it's men, women, children, it's, you know, all walks of life. And I think that's something that Jackie really touched on. And quite a few people actually, you know, like, it could be your neighbor and you might not even know.
No.
You might not even know.
No, a bag of food comes in.
Yeah. Because there are going to be plenty of people who are not going to talk, who don't want to talk about this, who feel ashamed that they have to go to a pantry. I've known people like that. I've known people who've literally gone without food because they didn't want to go to a pantry. They didn't need it enough. And it's like they associated their need against everybody else's need. Like, as a society, we shouldn't be there. And that's one thing that Schenectady Share is just trying to combat. Like, we're all human beings. You all deserve the right to have healthy food to eat every single day. Every single day. It does not matter what walk of life you come from. You deserve to have food. We all deserve to have food. And I think that's like, that's one thing that like really stuck out in our conversations today, is just reinforcing that fact. And the fact that we have to reinforce that fact is I think says a lot about where society is. So
we're going to go to kind of on food, and it's kind of odd to talk about it, but restaurant week was banging. You worked so hard on it, you and Maureen. And we talked about this, the menus, and you had a chance to go places. And we had a chance to go to Cornell's on Saturday and also go to Slock's, Schenectady Light Opera Company, for their 100th. So there's still fun to be had that you can still, you know, we're still out there supporting businesses.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, an interesting dynamic to look at is like, we're not asking you to give up everything in your life to donate. We're not asking you to do that. We're asking you to do what you can, when you can, however you can.
Yeah.
We're not saying you can't go out for restaurant week because, you know, someone else doesn't have food. We're not saying that. We're saying you can do that. You can support that. And you can support this too.
And Jackie hit on it.
Yeah.
It was time, talent, ability. I think she's three.
Yeah.
Time and talent were two things. And she goes, I've got time.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic. And if you have the ability, by all means, you know, get to that 30 grand. And if you have the means and, you know, talk amongst your friends, because again, going back to my transition from the Saratogian paper to the Gazette and finding out about insecurity and finding out that when schools closed, kids would not eat. I'm on the phone to our family and, you know, everybody, we're 20 minutes away. We're in Saratoga County. That word didn't exist within our family because we've all been very fortunate. But when that happened, the call went out to our family and we were energized and we are motivated to find people and help people. And that's where Mia's Cookie Jar got launched and things like that and volunteering. And it just goes from, you know, the tree to the apple, that it's the kids know that now and the adults know that now. And, you know, there are different ways within our family that people give back. And we still do the things that we enjoy that we can do. You know, we went out because it's restaurant week. Other than that, we may not have made that stop on Saturday night, you know, but we wanted to support, you know, both of us as the former business editor and the business editor and now the promotions coordinator, you know, to be out and seen and participate and support. And then what else we got? What do you got coming up next?
Well, I just also wanted to toss out there that, you know, there are various restaurant owners in our county who, you know, provide time and meals and money when they can, or they order extra of something to provide to the shelters. And that's phenomenal and wonderful. And I just want to give them a huge shout out across the county for any of those business owners who do that, because we see you and we hear your efforts, and I don't want that to be lost.
And don't be bashful. Send a press release to S Foodie. HUDY at dailygazette.net, and we'll get it out there. I want to know these stories. All I do is closings and opening and transitions. You know, we like a little good news every once in a while, right?
Well, the good news is if you go to schenectadyshares.org, you too today can make a donation to help us reach our goal of $30,000.
Exactly.
Or find one of the 60 site locations to drop off items. So if you're downtown, that would be City Hall, Frog Alley, I believe the Schenectady Green Market when they're open on Sundays.
Check the list. Check it twice.
Check it twice.
Make a difference because I believe we're all smart shoppers and we always get electronically. We get the, you know, 10 for 10s and the buy one, get ones and things like that. You know, that's a great opportunity. Like, you know what? I don't need two of this. But if it's free, let me give this one to my family, but let me make sure I put that in the car to drop off. You know, take advantage of it, you know, and kind of like be that own regional food bank. Like, in a sense, you got it for free. So yeah. I'm going to pass it on for free. It's
I was going to say Price Chopper does their 10 for 10 and usually included on their like canned goods.
Yeah.
So, you know, select
vegetables.
A lot of
your canned goods. And
that's a fantastic time if you want to, you know, help. You know, that's a great, great way of doing it. Shout out to Price Chopper because Mona's part of Schenectady Shares, Mona Golub, and we appreciate all of their efforts there. But, you know, that's one thing people can do when you're looking through the Sunday paper and you're looking at the different ads. If you still do that, I get my flyers online. But hey, to each their own, you know, do that. If you got extra coupons and you could buy a little extra,
absolutely
do that. It's going to make a world of difference.
Use the shopping card, use your points.
Yeah.
You know, this is no different than, you know, the airline miles you're passing on to somebody else. I mean, this is the same thing. So there's an opportunity to give it's not going to end.
Nope.
Shen's not going to stop asking.
I'm not going to stop asking. So you might as well just give in.
And then you have personal appearance coming up at M&T Bank?
Oh, no, we haven't gone. Oh, you mean for the Union yes. Hockey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. To throw in a little bit of good news today, Union Men's Hockey is going to playoffs. First game, I believe it's the 7th. I want to say it's their first game. It's the one I'm working.
Yes, which is all that matters.
Which would be the first playoff game at the new ice arena. Yeah, so stop on down.
Stop at the apparel store.
Correct. Buy some things.
And if you say you've listened to the podcast, Shen will give you a Shen and Stan sticker.
Oh, wow. We have stickers?
We've had stickers.
I didn't know we had stickers.
Because I usually give them out, but I will give some to you.
Oh, wait. We do have stickers. Why did I blink? We have stickers. We do have stickers.
We do have stickers. So there's Stan and Shen stickers to give out.
There are.
And let's see. The gang will be at Niskayuna High School on Friday. 11 to 2 for career fair. I'll be there with Melanie Snyder, Saratoga County reporter, kind of like Shen's replacement from Saratoga County, and the Ted Rem Snyder.
A big word.
We didn't go into. I didn't say filling shoes and things like that. Just took up the assignment is what she did. I mean, no one can replace the Shenandoah.
Damn straight.
All right.
I got a quote to end this on today. Okay.
I love it as she looks it up. Is it Taylor Swift?
Swift, but it's a good one. It is, but it's a good one. No matter what happens in life, be good to people. Being good to people is a wonderful legacy to leave behind.
That's it.
That's it.
We're out.
Bye.
Bye.